Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Friday edition. Vesco free today, along with Ryan Witkowski. I'm Josh Klingler. We have a lot of fun to get to today. We are not short of odd stories today and odd things happening when Chris Owings pitches and Dwayne Bowe resigns with the Chiefs. You know all is going
to
be good.
I feel like we owe an apology to our listeners. We'll give them that coming up in 15.
Yeah, true. We did let you down. We'll let you know at about 6:15.
Also, RIP Grumpy Cat.
I didn't realize that there was one main internet cat. I thought there were a bunch of internet cats.
This was like
a collection of cats.
Yeah, I don't want to let the Santa out of the bag.
So the main internet cat is dead?
Yeah, the Grumpy Cat.
How
passed
old?
Away at the age of seven.
Seven? That's not terribly old.
Only the good die young.
Yeah. We got like a 17-year-old cat creeping around still at our house.
See, but nobody likes that cat, though. Everybody liked Grumpy Cat. And now he's gone too soon.
Now he's gone too soon. R.I.P. There'll be news stories and tributes all over America today. We can find some of those for later in the show when they start pouring in, when people get the news swept across the country, Ryan. We'll keep monitoring.
He looked so disappointed in life, but I feel like he was really happy.
You pitched it to our newsroom. They did not bite on
this,
though. They were not interested in your news tip?
They were not interested in my news tip. A statement from the family, despite care from top professionals as well as her loving family, Grumpy encountered complications from a recent urinary tract infection that unfortunately became too tough for her to overcome. She passed away peacefully on the morning of Tuesday, May 14th, at home in the arms of her mom, Tabitha. Gone too soon.
Mom, like female mom or mom? Because Tabitha sounds like a cat name, too. Or is it
I think it's
cat?
A human.
Okay.
I think it's a
Tabitha's
human.
Tabitha's a good cat name, I think.
I like animals with people names. Yeah. I've never met a dog named Ben or anything, but...
But you wouldn't be opposed to it.
Nice to meet you. I'm Steve.
Steve the dog. So maybe we found out why the Chiefs didn't get this Patrick Peterson trade done, huh? We would have been crushing them had they traded for a guy who was then suspended for PEDs. But that's where Patrick Peterson stands right now, a 6-game suspension for the Arizona Cardinals cornerback, who reportedly was also upset with the team for not restructuring his deal to be able to lessen the blow of a 6-game stint without a paycheck. But it could also be the reason why the Chiefs and Cardinals didn't fully get this thing done. Who wants to trade for a guy that's going to be suspended for the first 6 games of the season? Although I would still make the call and try to get him for the remainder of the season. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network on why the 6-game suspension for Peterson. Because you could get a small suspension, a 4-game suspension, or more. He got the more portion of this.
Just to be clear, the masking agent is worth 2 games. The actual whatever he tested positive for would be the other 4 games. You add those two together, and that's how you come up with the 6-game number as per the policy, and that's what we're told happened in this case. We're also being told now that at least some teammates knew within the last week. That's according to sources who have spoken to all those involved in the situation, around the situation here. So while it's a surprise to a lot of us happening today, clearly the Cardinals have known about it, and clearly Peterson's teammates have known about it. And this just adds to more and more drama with Patrick Peterson over the last year or so. There's been a lot of talk about trades. There's been him going into the front office, requesting a trade, and then pulling that back and saying, no, he's committed to the Cardinals. Now you add in the suspension. Boy, it's been a rocky 12 months plus for Patrick Peterson.
So you get popped for the dirty P, one. And then if you try, and if you get tested and you are shown to have something to mask that dirty pee, then you get an extra suspension. So it's a concurrent sentencing, I guess. If you just get nailed for the PED, it's one thing. And then they're going to tack on more if you find out, oh, you were trying to also then cover it up. So Patrick Peterson apparently wasn't good at that either. As good as he is covering wide receivers, not as good covering a dirty test. So Patrick Peterson now sitting out 6 games for the Cardinals. He made a statement on the suspension.
I think you guys understand my character and also understand my commitment on and off the field and also to my teammates and also to the Arizona Cardinals organization. That's why this is apparently very, very hard for me, because obviously never been in a situation before and never wanted to have my name attached to anything like this. But I'm looking to move forward and put this behind me. I want to thank my family, my teammates, the coaching staff, the Arizona Cardinals community, and also organization. And I'm looking forward to getting back week 7. I'm going to continue to try to keep that smile on my face and get back to being the best DB in the league.
I'll be back in week 7. Thank you very much. I'm out. Dan Bickley, who's a sports columnist down in Phoenix, tweets, Patrick Peterson's story, according to a source, has type 2 diabetes, was feeling sluggish like he did in 2015. Took something to, quote, pick him up. Contained a banned substance. Didn't know it until it was too late. And here we go. But then also took a masking agent to try to cover it up. And then got popped for that, too.
So it's like the cover-up was worse than the lie.
Not worse in this instance. Yeah, it's just a little more. But I think it's
tacking on to the lie.
I think it's 8 if you don't appeal and you take it, they move down to 6. But he gets the extra 2 for trying to cover up the bad test.
Well, there you go.
So he wasn't very good at this, apparently.
Yeah, be better at lying.
Just need a little pick-me-up. You just can't. Like, if that's the true story, how many times do these athletes have to go through this stuff? You can't just take stuff.
I mean, I'm diabetic. I can't count how many times I've taken performance-enhancing drugs when I was feeling
When you're down a little bit, you feel like your blood sugar. Yeah. And then suddenly you're like Popeye over there.
It's insane.
I just don't understand. You have all these resources at your disposal at any point in time with these organizations, right? So say you're feeling down a little bit. What is the first thing you do? Go to the training staff. Go to the team. Here's what I'm thinking of taking. Can we go over this? Go through everything to make sure it's not banned. It's such an easy fix. But you do it on your own, you get popped, and you're apparently trying to cover it up.
Diabetes.
So we see why, and Wilford Brimley has ruined it for me forever. I legitimately, Ryan, have to think if it's diabetes or diabetes every time I attempt to say it.
I mean, that was the breaking news for me yesterday, Patrick Peterson's diabetic.
He
I didn't know.
Wilford Brimley ruined it for me forever. I have to stop and think which is the correct pronunciation.
I mean, is he like, I got to take a shot in the morning diabetic, or is he, I carry hard candies in my pocket diabetic?
Every time, he just needs a little pick-me-up.
I'm going to go with hard candies in the pocket.
I would think that that's probably it. So, 6 games. Can't come back until week 7. Pat Kerwin of SiriusXM's NFL channel says Peterson could still be on the move.
And it makes me think more like they want to, if they want to trade him, they don't want to pay $10 million for a signing bonus now, which the new club won't have to see.
Yeah, they'd eat it. They'd have to eat it.
They'd have to eat it. So when I see them not doing something to benefit him, I'm wondering if the trade talks are alive. And then someone will say, well, why would you trade for a guy who can't play for 6 games? Because he's an all-pro. And you'd get him for 10 games. And a really good team that thinks we're a corner short, always love this guy, they might want to do that. But now they're going to have to pay the $11 million. And guess what? He's going to forfeit about $4 million in checks. So you're not going to pay $11 million. You're going to pay $7 million for 10 games. So when I see this, I'm more inclined, no information, no phone calls to find out if they're thinking, they're not going to tell you anyway. But when I hear this, I think trade might still be a possibility.
And if I'm the Chiefs, I'm absolutely still thinking trade. Are you outraged someone took PEDs? No, we're not. We've been over this. We've been over what you're outraged in terms of NFL stuff. Peeing dirty, big deal. Serve your suspension in your back, right? I'm still making the call. I'm still all in favor of the Chiefs making a move, even if it's for 10 games, of Patrick Peterson. I think the Chiefs and Cardinals trade still in play, and I hope it's still in play. There's no reason for me to say, oh, well, he got popped now, not going to do it. Have him for 10 games? You have him for 10 games. The stretch run of the season, absolutely still on board with the Chiefs going after Patrick Peterson in a trade. Maybe you get a little better deal now. Maybe the Cardinals, though, hold fast. They've been through this entire thing. Wouldn't restructure. Going to have to eat this bonus now. Where if they would have traded him before the season, somebody else would owe him that on his contract. So maybe they're going to want a little more compensation now. I'm still talking to them. Chiefs, as Pat Kerwin mentioned, one of those teams. They feel like they're a corner short. Chiefs got to be feeling like they're a corner short. They should not be taking Patrick Peterson off the table one iota. I think if anything, we might get news later, information later, leaks later that says, yeah, the Chiefs and Peterson were actually really, really close to getting this done. But they, too, knew the suspension was coming. Because we'd be all ticked if they made a move and then there was a suspension. And then they'd be having to play the game and probably answering questions to the NFL office, who knew what when. Was everybody honest with one another when you're discussing these things? When did the Cardinals know? When did the Chiefs know? Did they tell the Chiefs before they made the trade? All those things. Now we just sit and wait. I haven't seen anything, Ryan. I don't know if you have. I have not seen anything that says you cannot trade for a suspended player. I looked last night, I didn't find anything that said you couldn't do it. So it, because there were some stories saying, well, he would be eligible to come off right before the trade deadline. Now, maybe you do wait in these circumstances because there's no reason to rush a trade and those types of things. But I have not seen anything. I don't know if you have. I have not seen anything that says you cannot trade for a guy while he's suspended.
I think just the commissioner's exempt, right? That's it. I haven't seen anything like that, no.
So I don't think anything has to be on hold through week 7, but it would make a lot of sense, especially if they have to pay the bonus. You kind of let them do it and go, we'll circle back.
Well, and I think too that the biggest question now is, what does this do for the cost, like the actual overall value of it? Does it drive the cost down for Patrick Peterson, or does it stay kind of neutral with it?
Or maybe go up if they're having to pay this bonus too, and they feel like they got stuck with something they weren't expecting to get stuck with.
Like, this sounds weird to say, but I don't know if it actually affects what it costs to move Patrick Peterson, because let's face it, it had been quite the drama leading up to this point, but the kind of consensus was that he wasn't going to get moved prior to the season, and if it happened, it would be near a deadline
anyway.
Well, guess what? It's kind of the timeline you're still on.
Same boat you're still in. I keep those lines of communication open, though, and I still try to get a deal done when he is off of suspension. We'll talk much more about Patrick Peterson throughout the show today. We do have to apologize, though. 610 Sports Radio let you down. Yep, we did. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It is the fantasy pick to pop. We do it each and every Friday at 6:15. You can win a prize pack courtesy of Smokehouse Barbecue, including a $50 gift card and assorted sauces and spices from Smokehouse Barbecue. We make our fantasy selections for the weekend. Monday at 6:15, you remember who had the best fantasy pick? And you can win that prize pack from Smokehouse Barbecue. Of course, the PGA Championship is underway.
Oh, of course.
So we will be selecting our winners for the PGA Championship.
Well, I'll tell you who won't win.
We conquer NASCAR and golf like none other.
We really do have this thing covered. I'm unfortunately, because, you know, I keep picking Brad Keselowski because of the Polish pride. He finally won last
week. Yes,
you
won at Kansas Speedway, and so you have the number one selection.
Very proud of myself. There's not really any Polish golfers. I was upset to find that out. I just kind of pulled up the leaderboard and then did the control F search for ski.
Right, didn't find any?
No.
Yeah. It's too bad.
No skis. So get on it, Poland. Get better at golfing. So I'll just take the current leader right now, Brooks Koepka. I've heard of him.
Not a bad bet.
I hear he's good.
Not a bad bet.
Got a one-stroke lead right now. So Brooks Koepka.
So you're going to go with Brooks Koepka. Ryan selects Brooks Koepka. I am picking second today. I will take Jordan Spieth. He is six strokes back to start the day today. Jordan Spieth will be my selection. Vesco is gone today.
So what do we do here?
I mean, normally when you have like a fantasy draft and your buddy doesn't show up.
I mean, I meant to text him last night. I was just being lazy.
You just make a pick for him, and hopefully it's terrible. So I was thinking.
So do we give him Ted Ginn Jr.? Is that?
That's true. That's what your league does. I was thinking Y.E. Yang.
That's a good
pull. Because Fesco, for a long time, used to retweet everything Y.E. Yang would tweet out.
But we don't want to look like we sandbagged
him,
do
we? He's plus six entering round two.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure he's got a shot.
13-stroke lead on him.
So why don't we just give him his guy? He can have Tiger.
LT Gray?
He can have Tiger.
Okay. All right. Let's lock that in.
So Monday, 6:15, you tell us who had the best fantasy pick of the weekend. Ryan taking Brooks Koepka. I have Jordan Spieth. Vesco has Tiger to win the PGA Championship. And heaven forbid Tiger wins this thing and we made the pick for him, Ryan. We will not hear the end of it.
Where's he at on the leaderboard right now?
He's a plus two.
I think we're good.
Plus two today. Scuffled.
Good.
After the layoff. So remember that on Monday, 6:15, your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. I'd like to issue an apology on behalf of 610 Sports Radio and specifically Fesco in the morning. I feel like we have dropped the ball on this one.
I don't know how we missed it.
We have proclaimed ourselves a source, a go-to for this particular genre of sports information.
I'd go as far to say Kansas City's leader.
You're probably right. We don't break a lot of stories on the show. We don't aspire to be breaking.
I've broken more chairs actually.
A ton of news stories, but what we have done for you. We have broken stories no one else has broken in this city when it comes to Chiefs one-day contracts.
Possibly because nobody cares to break them.
We told you, Jamal Charles.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Was going to be signing a one-day contract to retire as a Chief. You heard it here first. You heard it here first, Derek Johnson. Was going to be signing a one-day contract to retire as a Chief. So I can understand at some point in time, you're like, we can count on you guys for this. We can count on 610 Sports Radio. We can count on Fesco in the morning to tell us who is going to sign one-day contracts and then retire as a Chief.
You know, the thing is like, I don't feel like we get turned to for a lot. You don't rely on us to do a lot, okay?
I don't expect you to. No, that's fine.
We're like that one sibling you have, and you know who it is. And if you don't know who it is, it's you. But you're that sibling that, like, we know your limitations.
Yeah, we just take you for what you are.
We know you're going to disappoint sometimes, the vast majority of the time.
It's fine.
So we give you the one thing. It's your one thing. You're the one that brings deviled eggs to the barbecue. And we say they're really good, but really everybody makes the same deviled egg. We just tell you that so you feel good. So we had one job.
We had one job to do, and we let you down. And I sincerely apologize for this because we told you Jamal Charles. We told you Derek Johnson. Just no one saw Dwayne Bowe coming.
So I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
Dwayne Bowe.
Nobody even asked for this.
No. Dwayne Bowe may have just shown up at Arrowhead. I don't know. I don't know how this went down. But I do feel bad that we weren't the first to tell you Dwayne Bowe would be retiring as a Chief. But that's what happened yesterday. Chief signing the third player this offseason to a one-day contract to retire as a Chief. And it's D-Bow. Bo playing 8 of his 9 NFL seasons in Kansas City, was first-round pick in the 2007 draft, made one Pro Bowl, that in the 2010 season after had that fantastic 15-touchdown season. He and Matt Castle were truly magic.
Phone calls, did that. Check. Phone bras, did that. Check. $1 million, spent that. Check. Trying to figure out what I did yet.
Signed a one-day contract, did that. Debo now a musician, for those of you that don't know.
I believe he goes by D-Money, actually.
Yes, yes, he's completely overhauled his image. He is the best. And then also the best, the picture the Chiefs set out of Bo and Andy Reid. It is so fantastic.
Easy peasy.
Bo and Andy Reid with the thumbs up. Can Andy make everything look uncomfortable? He's just standing next to Dwayne Bo. All you gotta do is take a picture, give a thumbs up. He's got kind of a on his face. It's like and then the straightest looking thumb you've ever seen. Like
it's very stiff. Yeah, it's very stiff thumb.
I want that as my Christmas. I want to superimpose myself in there, and that's my Christmas card with Andy. Would give him a thumbs up. But even Andy can't pull off a thumbs up without looking awkward. So the picture they sent out with Dwayne Bow and Andy Reid is just absolutely fantastic.
It's pretty terrific. This coming from BJ Kissel, or Beej as we like to call him. At Chiefs reporter on Twitter, before he signed the contract, Bo looked at Coach Reid and said, quote, "You don't know what this means to me and my family." Cool moment as Reid then told him they still have a route in the playbook named after
him. Nice.
Two letters, double R, really rich, see the star, diamond sign, bling by, hard to miss me like a stepchild.
Dwayne's not bad.
It's hard to miss him like a stepchild.
He's not bad. When it comes to athlete music, it's not all bad.
Hard to miss me like a stepchild.
So Debo retires as a Chief, and I wholeheartedly apologize on behalf of Fesco in the Morning and 610 Sports Radio that we weren't the first to bring that one to you. We are no longer your source for Chiefs one-day contracts. Although I have been told sources indicate R. Cal Truluck, Casey Printers, and Boomer Grigsby could be the next three in line to sign one-day deals with the Chiefs. So stay tuned for that. We'll bring latest as the situation develops.
We're not having Tyler Thigpen back for a reunion?
Quite possibly. I've not heard those rumblings just yet. So we'll find out. The day is young. The day is young.
Alex Tanney,
former players just start showing up at the front door.
Ebron Fangupo is going to come back
I hope. We get that interview finally nailed down. Show up at the Chiefs facility as a former Chief. You have a shot now to retire on a one-day contract.
I think a more pressing question from the text line, 69306, when is the Tomba Hollis track dropping? Get D-Money and Tomba Juice together in the same room.
There needs to be a collaboration, I would think. That's got to happen. Dwayne Bowe now today signing a one-day deal with Sonic.
That's good.
It's good. We do have that news
pass along. It's going to get paid in mozzarella sticks and cherry lime. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Phone calls, did that. Check. Phone bras. Did that. Check. $1 million.
What hasn't he done?
Important women did that. Sonic did that.
I mean, I kind of like it.
It's not bad. I mean, in short spurts, you know.
That's why I cut 7 seconds at a time. I didn't want to. Well, I mean, it got to the hook, and then it was. It was not good.
It was
not good.
Okay.
It was not good.
Well, you know.
Two letters, double R, really rich. See the star, diamond sign. Bling blah. Hard to miss me like a stepchild.
I don't get that part.
Hard to miss me like a stepchild?
I mean, like you're dating a girl and you didn't know she had a kid, and then they're like, oh, what's this?
I don't know. Only in the life of Debo. 69306 on the Protein House. Eat with a Purpose text line. Who would you like to see retire as a Chief? Also, we will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on. And it's happened again. Sorry, Flea. Next.
Two letters, double R, really rich, see the star, diamond sign, bling by, hard to miss me like a stepchild.
Fesco in the morning.
69306 on the Protein House of You the Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on, 69306. And you continue to break down Dwayne Bowe's lyrics, which got a little dark in the text line. So feel free to weigh in.
Hard to miss like a stepchild is what he says.
Yeah, everybody's breaking down what that means. I don't know that I want to know at this point. An hour away from your chance to win $1,000 as well. 1,000 on the 30s. Be listening for that keyword at 7:30. And then remember 72881, the text number for that. Your chance to win $1,000. 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. Your first chance coming up an hour from now. It has happened again. And it's been happening probably, I think, dating back to 2012. Very sporadically, I have been mistaken online for the lead guitarist of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know, it's very bizarre. So, at Josh Klingler on Twitter, somehow, dating back several years ago, when the Red Hot Chili Peppers were going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I was somehow included on a tweet. I think it was from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or it was someone surrounding the band that lumped me in with the other members of the band. Flea, Anthony, the drummer that looks like Will Ferrell. And so every once in a while,
he does kind of look like.
No,
Will
he looks absolutely. It's absolutely looks like Will Ferrell.
I like how you were on a first name basis with all of them except the drummer that looks like Will.
Yeah,
Ferrell.
Yeah. Smith is his last name, right?
I don't know.
I believe that's the case.
Chad Smith.
Chad
yes.
Smith. Yes.
His name's Chad.
Yeah. He's a Chad. So, periodically, someone will send out a tweet about the Red Hot Chili Peppers and tag me.
I mean, he looks like a. Like an alcoholic Will Ferrell.
Well, yeah, he looks like kind of Harry Carey, drunk, whatever Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Like if normal Will Ferrell is a new car, Chad Smith is used car version of Will Ferrell.
You put a hat backwards on Will Ferrell, it's Chad Smith. Absolutely. So periodically there will be tweets sent out intended for the band. Congratulations on such and such, what have you. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one was... It happened a lot. So there was one again just the other day. A tweeter found a vinyl record of the Red Hot Chili Peppers on eBay and sent it out. Hey, it said, hey, here's a rare Red Hot Chili Peppers album that I found on eBay. Thought you might like wanna see this. Cool. Okay. So the tweet includes Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea, Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers, various Red Hot Chili Peppers fan clubs around the world, and me.
How does this keep happening?
The lead guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers is Josh Klinghoffer.
Oh, that explains it.
Close. Who I do not believe is on Twitter. There is a Josh Klinghoffer on Twitter, but he doesn't have a check mark. He's not verified. I don't think it's him.
I mean, you don't even look anything like this guy.
Not even close. Josh Klingler, Josh Klinghoffer.
Like they think he's going under an alias on Twitter?
I don't know. I mean, it takes 2 seconds to learn this.
Did this happen before the blue check mark happened?
Probably. Well... I mean, 2020, I don't remember when we were all checkmarked.
I remember it was a big day for me.
It was, I mean, 2012 was when they went. I remember because that was when they were going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's when I got a bunch of congratulatory tweets from various Red Hot Chili Pepper fans. But it hadn't happened for a while now, and then this one just popped up again this week. I'm like, no, it's not. I usually respond to them. They go, hey, thanks for listening to the band. Appreciate it.
That's pretty good.
And I said, I appreciate that you're still listening. And I included everybody on that thing. I appreciate you're still listening to us.
That's good.
So, Red Hot Chili Pepper, lead guitarist, at Josh Klingler on Twitter. Let's shout it out. I wish it got me something else other than, you know, some...
All right, Clayton
Hopper. Random tweets from Red Hot Chili Pepper fans.
913. Oh, sorry, 816. 816 says, the friend who always knows where you could have gotten it cheaper.
Yeah, those
guy has great hindsight,
doesn't
he?
Those people are the worst.
Appreciate the help when I needed it. We've replaced regular bread in our house with tortillas. So much more versatile.
It's not a bad play.
I've never peanut butter and jellied on tortilla.
I love a peanut butter tortilla roll up.
Do you jelly, though?
I don't. But the kids have.
Sure.
And they prefer the tortilla to bread as well. So I love a good, and you're the same way, good cold cut sandwich. Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. But the kids won't do it unless it's on tortillas. So they tortilla it.
913, folding clothes is the worst household chore. I'd rather scrub my toilet than put my undies away. Not me.
I bin it. I don't fold a lot of stuff.
You just put it in a basket?
Hang up shirts and throw everything else in a bin.
Are you a hobo?
Yeah.
Just living out of a box?
Yeah, pretty much. I hate folding too. It's stupid.
We have a division of household labor in my home. I fold all the clothes that are like our kids and mine. My wife does her own laundry. I haven't cleaned a toilet in like 11 years. It's a good trade-off.
It's a good trade-off.
It's a good trade-off, yeah. I think. 913, can we make No Fesco Friday a thing? I'm fine with that. If you're going, or if you're thinking about going on the keto diet, stop it.
He's funny, though, because he randomly takes Fridays off. I always work Fridays because we're done at 10. I mean, we're like out the door on a Friday.
Yeah, but he's already in California. Yeah,
but I don't ever take Fridays off usually because that's it's like a half day for us.
It's a fair point. I'm going to hit the door running today. 913, celebrity crush, Ashley Graham. Still very high on my list.
I think seeing what Halle Berry did with firearms this week was pretty hot.
Berry is pretty good. Swiss cheese smells like feet but tastes like heaven, says the 816.
Yeah, yeah. Swiss cheese does smell bad.
I don't know what heaven tastes like. 816, taking my students to the Negro League Museum today.
Well done.
They will enjoy it.
It's fantastic.
You see Bob Kendrick down there, say hello.
Yes, if Bob Kendrick is there, just ask him for the Bob Kendrick tour.
So. I mean, and I love talking to Bob Kendrick just as much as the next human being, but don't say hello to Bob unless you have about 5 to 10 minutes, because he'll talk.
Yes, but it's the best tour you'll ever get.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because Buck can't be there to do it himself.
816.
I had the pleasure
of
being on the Buck tour one time. It was unreal.
816 says Kling is the man. Bob Fesco sucks. Shout
wow.
it out.
Jeez.
That's aggressive. Fesco in the Morning, the best show on the radio in the nation. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate that. Back in my day, people who said back in my day sounded old.
It's true. That's why we say it. Back in my day.
Someone wants to know who's the alpha when Bob's gone. We don't fight over that. We just let things happen. That's you assuming Bob's the alpha when he's here.
I was going to say, every day we pretend he is.
I mean, I flex on Bob on a regular. Just saying. Let's see. I'm never going to be able to get back the 3 minutes Josh's story took.
There you go. Thanks, Billy.
That was a good story. Yeah, Billy doesn't really care for you, I don't think. He always mentions you third.
Oh,
it was a great week listening to Legend Bob,
Ryan
and Josh.
Yeah, I know. I understand. That's fine.
How's that make you feel?
I don't think I've accepted his friend request on Facebook. That maybe has something to do with it.
You've never accepted his friend request?
That's correct.
Step it up, man. By the way, the 7-Eleven guy's name is Anthony. We found that out yesterday.
Yes.
As Bob sent us a text and said, his name is Anthony.
I don't know why Bob didn't want to talk about that. He finally asked the guy's name. That's good.
So congratulations, Bob.
Congratulations, Bob.
For asking him his name. So, and hi, Anthony, if you're listening.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Go make some more coffee.
There's a couple we can't read.
I feel like I'd gotten to the end of this one. Oh, my goodness. I don't have a sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a couple we can't read.
Oh.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out.
Congratulations, Bob.
We haven't done like a later edition of Shout It Out in a while.
By the way, the KCPD and the Dunkin' Donuts in the Northland collecting donations for the Special Olympics, so go get some coffee.
Oh, cool. Yeah, go out and do that today.
Bob always says he likes it black, so tall and black.
Key plays coming up, and he can't pitch either. Awesome. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Thank you.
Time for the key play brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. They are in the Crossroads, open breakfast, lunch, can cater breakfast or lunch as well to your home or office. Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Well, it happened. Chris Owings can do everything, or in this case, cannot do everything.
He can do everything poorly.
He can do nothing. As he logs now, not just outfield, not just infield, but pitching to his resume in the Royals' 16-1 drilling at the hands of Texas.
Hey, oh, space.
Chris Owings got his.
So Chris Owings, utility-type infielder, is going to save the bullpen a little bit of grief here and do what he can to work his way through the Texas batting order. And Owings is basically a two-pitch pitcher and fastball, which, as Ryan just mentioned, there's a ball well blasted out into left center and gone. Hunter Pence with his eighth home run. Odor now lines one down the right field line into the corner deep, and it hits the foul pole. That would be a home run.
That would be a home run. Denny Matthews yesterday on 610 Sports Radio.
What a great call.
That would be a home run.
That would be a home run.
It would be a home run.
So Chris Owings goes an inning and two thirds. Four runs, including two that left the ballpark.
What'd you say?
Ned Yost on Owings pitching.
I told him, look, don't get stupid. But, I mean, he did a great job of, I mean, really just saving our pen, because I wasn't going to use Diekman in this game. You know, Lovelady's been in four out of five, two in a row, and I wasn't using Barlow, who went 30 pitches a day ago, so had one day off. So I was just trying to get as much length as I could out of, you know, Boxberger and Willie. And, you know, I knew I was going to be an inning short. I wasn't going to let Ian throw more than 20 pitches and have him messed up for tomorrow. So he came and did a great job of, you know, being smart and just trying to throw strikes and get us through it and save our pen.
So did like Owings like volunteer or something?
No, I just asked him if he's ever done it. He said he never has. And I said, well, I don't think you'll be able to say that when this day's done. I think you're going to be able to, you know, say that you pitched in the big leagues.
You know, Ned's just trolling us, right? Now, I understand in a blowout game, he makes a very valid point. You don't want to burn relievers for games that actually matter. Let's find a position player to pitch, but he's using Chris Owings just to give everybody a little. He's trolling us. Could have selected anybody on that roster. It's probably a position player that actually is pitched at some point in time, but nope. He goes to your favorite, Chris Owings. Fantastic job yesterday by Ned Trolling.
So Chris Owings, utility-type infielder, is going to save the bullpen a little bit of grief here and do what he can to work his way through the Texas batting order. And Owings is basically a two-pitch pitcher, fastball and fastball, which, as Ryan just mentioned, there's a ball well blasted out into left center and gone. Hunter Pence with his eighth home run. Odor now lines one down the right field line into the corner deep, and it hits the foul pole. That would be a home run.
So Chris Owings now with a 21.6 ERA. 1 2/3, four runs, six hits, one walk, two home runs, and he threw 44 pitches. 28 strikes, but Chris Owings now the 21.6 ERA to go along with his 143 batting average. don't know if you caught the tail end of the game yesterday. I wish we could archive this at 610sports.com in the on-demand section, because there's nothing better than Denny and Ryan in a blowout. I have always said I think Ryan brings the best out of Denny, and Denny's subtle sense of humor is completely magnified alongside Ryan Lefevre. So the two were on the broadcast yesterday, and when they got to blowout material, it was fantastic. I wish we could put the end of the game up and replay that one. Maybe one of those days we're doing those marathon days where we run, you know, glory games of the past. We throw up this one, because even in a 16-1 game, Denny and Ryan were fantastic in the ninth inning. A pitcher for the Rangers came in by the name of Jeffrey Springs. He pitched at the tail end of the game for the Rangers. And Ryan, I don't know if you caught this, but Ryan and Denny then started discussing Jeffrey Springs as if it was a location, and it was a fantastic location to go on vacation. And so they're going back and forth, kind of one-upping each other on destinations, on things that they have done, the times that they have visited Jeffrey Springs, wherever this is. One was a barbecue place. Denny even threw in the comment, oh, that's the one on the west side of town, right? Ryan, yes. They're riffing back and forth. It is fantastic. Plays continuing while they're discussing the fictitious town known as Jeffrey Springs. And in the midst of it, Ryan O'Hearn gets a base hit. And they're continuing like, oh, it's into right field. That's a base hit for Ryan O'Hearn. They're going on and continuing to discuss this fictitious town known as Jeffrey Springs and all the attractions of which it has and the history behind it. And as they're doing this comedic bit, which is just fantastic, Steve Stewart inserts right in the middle and says, by the way, that's the first hit off of a lefty this season for Ryan O'Hearn. To which there's silence following, and then Denny just picks back up his story about his fictitious Jeffrey Springs. It was fantastic. The best job you could do in a blowout. I mean, forget, Ryan's had some great calls of the World Series, and, you know, we had all those fantastic moments. Ryan and Denny in a game where they're getting blown out is fantastic radio. They were absolutely terrific together yesterday afternoon. The Royals were not. Chris Owings was not. And let's hope that Chris Owings never pitches again. I believe there were three position players that pitched yesterday alone. Tigers got drilled too, and I think they used a guy. Maybe the A's did too when they were up in that game. I think there were three position players that pitched yesterday, including Chris Owings. Normally, I like those things. They're a nice little novelty. I don't think anybody was chuckling because it was Chris Owings pitching yesterday. It's sometimes funny, too, when your guy goes in, it's a position player, and gets knocked out of the ballpark. We can all go, ha, ha, ha. And it wasn't as funny when it was Chris Owings. So now 21.6 ERA to go along with his 143 batting average. Chris Owings does it all. Your chance to win the 7 o'clock hour prize. Gift pack courtesy of a Rogue Ales on the line at 7 o'clock. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 and 9 o'clock. Just for listening. So find out details on how to win that gift pack coming up in just a couple of minutes. And he should flex his muscles. But will he? Next.
Fesco in the morning.